Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jamestown native Dave Muncy joining us. And Dave, welcome to our show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you. And hi, everybody. Nice to be talking to a Jamestown, North Dakota crowd.
And, you know, people from the area, you know, may know the last name Muncy. It's been around here in Jamestown for quite some time. Your dad, very big for the Jamestown community as well, Dave. And we're excited to get a chance to talk with you. A brand new book coming out from you, an autobiography. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But first, maybe for those who don't know about your ties to the Jamestown area, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I was born and raised in Jamestown. A lot of my life centered in Jamestown right up through college. But I went to St. John's Academy, and I was part of the class at St. John's that was split because they closed St. John's down. And so I also went to the high school. So I had a little bit of the Catholic school. I had a little bit of the high school, as did a lot of the other kids that were going to St. John's at the time. And I attended the University of North Dakota for a couple of years. I didn't graduate there, but I had a lot of North Dakota. I had a lot of stories to tell about North Dakota. And as I was writing the book, I would come up with something that I would be explaining from my work career, and it would relate back to something that I had done in Jamestown years before. So then I thought, well, you know what, maybe I should incorporate a little bit of Jamestown into this book. Well, it turned out to be more than just a little bit. It turned out to be several chapters of my life in Jamestown, growing up in Jamestown, hiding out, playing hooky in Claus Park, things like that. So probably a lot of the people that are my age or even a little younger are going to be able to relate to this book quite a bit.
Definitely. And now, like you said, you know, a lot of roots in North Dakota, a lot of schooling in North Dakota. But then, Dave, from there, you kind of branched out and headed down to Arizona, which is where you continued your career, right?
That is correct. I was in the military, and when I got out of the service, I headed down to Phoenix to continue my career. I was drawn to Phoenix because I had served in Vietnam, and I liked that warm weather. I liked that kind of climate. Even though Vietnam was more humid, it was, you know, winter was, you didn't see snow and things like that where I was. And for some reason, that just really clicked with me. And my future wife, who is also a Jamestown resident, her name back then was Benita Bassett or Bunny Bassett. And she had moved to Phoenix to get a job as well. So it all kind of fell together. I ended up in Phoenix, got a job at a local radio station, and that just led from one thing to another to another. And before I knew it, I had spent 42 years there.
Wow. Wow, a long time. And so you spent pretty much your entire career in that location in Phoenix doing the same thing, right?
I didn't do the same thing, but I spent my entire career at the same station.
Wow.
I was very lucky. Well, I worked my way in. In the book, I explain, at one point, I quit a full-time job to take a part-time job.
Okay.
And the reason that I did that was the place that I took a part-time job was the place that I ended up spending 42 years.
Wow.
The reason that I took that part-time job and quit my full-time job was because this station, it had two radio stations and a TV station. And I just saw all kinds of opportunity there. And I did end up working for all three of them. I ended up working for the AM station, the FM station, and the television station. So it was a good career choice to do that. Sometimes you have to move backward a little bit in order to go forward.
Right.
So that was the biggest decision that I made, and probably the best decision that I made, was to take that part-time job at a place that had two radio stations and a TV station.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Dave Muncy, again, from the Jamestown area, but spent a lot of his time in Phoenix, Arizona. And you detail this all in the book too, Dave. We should name the title of the book, 51 Years of Weather, Water Safety, and Celebrity Interviews. It sounds like it kind of encompasses everything. And like you said, a lot of it does call back to, you know, your North Dakota roots.
Yeah, the actual title of the book is Muncie Business.
Okay.
And when you see the cover of the book, you'll understand that, because there's a picture of me with a monkey. The monkey and I are kind of doing our own thing. I'm getting ready to do the weather, and that's on the cover. So when you see that. The actual name was going to be Monkey Business. I was going to call the book Monkey Business. And a friend of mine interceded one day and said, no, you got to call it Muncie Business. And so that clicked right away with me. I knew exactly what I was going to do. You know, another relationship to Jamestown and the book is Bruce Berg. Mm. Bruce Berg was my speech teacher. He was an English teacher at the high school as well. But I took speech class from Mr. Berg. And as you can see here, I am 70 years old. And I'm still calling him Mr. Berg. But Bruce was a great inspiration, not only to me, but to many, many students. He wrote the foreword in the book. And I was very, very happy to have him do that. I made a special trip to Jamestown to just talk to him about doing that. And we spent a couple of days reading the manuscript and making sure that he really wanted his name on it. And he did. He's been very helpful to me. But a lot of people in the Jamestown and surrounding areas know Bruce Berg. And I just wanted folks to know that he did write the foreword on it. And he did help me with a few suggestions along the way as well. So there's a lot of Jamestown in the book.
Excellent. Yeah, we a lot of people know Bruce Berg. Very, you know, him himself also a published author, and he's been in the community for so long. And really great that you're able to keep calling back to that and getting assistance for that. And it really just shows, you know, anybody from North Dakota, you know, small town Jamestown can make it big and have a successful career. Any highlights of the career, Dave, that you can recall, or anything in the book that you recall on your time as a weatherman in Phoenix?
Well, there are a couple of things that I recall that relate to Jamestown. They are in the book.
Okay.
But I was interviewing Barry Goldwater once, and in the just as we were starting the interview, something broke. And the people that were with my crew told me that it would be 45 minutes to an hour to get this piece repaired. And so I asked Mr. Goldwater, would he be willing to wait? And he said that he would. And so we headed out to the car to go to the station to get this piece replaced. Mm-hmm. And as we headed out, he asked if I would stay. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to. He said, we'll have breakfast. And so we went into his kitchen and we were just talking in general. And he was mentioning Quentin Burdick. And Quentin Burdick, of course, the senator from North Dakota.
Right.
And they were talking. He was talking that Quentin had gotten him some bread. And at the time, Quentin Burdick was sick. And in fact, just a few months later, he would pass away. Mm-hmm. But Barry Goldwater related to me that Quentin Burdick was sick and he couldn't get him this bread anymore. But he was going to share some with me. And so as we started to enjoy this bread, I realized that what we were eating was Rhodes frozen dough. And I said to him, I said, yeah, I know this bread. I said, this bread is made in my hometown. I can get you as much of this bread as you want. Because he was lamenting over the fact that Quentin was sick and he wasn't going to be able to get this bread anymore.
Yeah.
And so I called my dad. I put my dad on the phone with Barry Goldwater. He couldn't believe it. And Barry was saying, hey, Bob, can you get me some bread? I really need this frozen dough. And back then, you could not get it anywhere but that tri-state area. Now you can get it anywhere. But back then, you couldn't. So that was it. Another great story is Louis L'Amour was in town to be the Grand Marshal of the Fiesta Bowl Parade. And they sent me out to interview him. And I met Kathy, his wife, at the front door of their condo at the resort they were staying in. And she told me that he was sick and that he couldn't do the interview. And so I said, you know, what do you say? You just say, okay. And I gave her a belt buckle that my dad had sent me, because Louis L'Amour was born and raised in Jamestown.
Right, yeah.
And so my dad sent me a Centennial belt buckle, gold. And he sent me a leather-bound Centennial yearbook that had all these stories in it. In fact, had some pictures of Louis L'Amour's house and his horse. And he got teary-eyed. We had breakfast the next morning. He called me. He called me and he said, I see you're from Jamestown. I want to have breakfast with you. So we had breakfast the next morning. And actually, the Jamestown Sun did a story on that. They published a picture of the two of us having breakfast. And so there have been quite a few stories that relate back to Jamestown. And of course, all through my career, people have called the station and said, oh, I just wanted to say hi. I'm from Jamestown, or I'm from North Dakota. And so, yeah, it's always been well known in Phoenix that I was the North Dakota weatherman.
Wow. Wow. And what a career. You've done it for so long, Dave. And officially, I believe, retired in 2017, right?
I did retire June 1st, 2017. After 42 years at the same station.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a career. And it's all kind of broke down a little bit in your autobiography, which was released again, Muncie Business. I love the title of that. And Dave, you will be coming to Jamestown, it looks like, on September 7th. It'll be a good chance for those who haven't seen you for a while. And also for those maybe interested in reading about your story and talking to you about your book, right?
Yes, Warren. And also, the book is available in Jamestown right now.
You can
go down to the Dakota store right across the street from the Catholic Church. They have copies of the book in store right now. We are going to be there on the 7th, as you said, to do a book signing. Of course, we'll have books with us at that time. Mm-hmm. Anybody in the outlying areas or whatever that can't get into Jamestown to do the book signing or to go to the Dakota store to pick a book up, they can order that book on Amazon.com.
Okay.
They can order that book also by going to www.muncybusiness.com, and that will give them a couple of different venues to order that book as well. So there are a few different ways to get your hands on the book. And we have had several reviews on the book. Every review has given it 5 stars, and every review has said 2 things. And these reviews are written by different people at different times.
Right.
But every review says 2 things. They say it's an easy read, and it's very, very funny. And I really appreciate the very, very funny. I'm glad it's an easy read, but to me, funny, I tried to be funny in it. I tried to be humorous to keep it moving along. And one of the overall responses that I get, there are 2 words people use. One is funny, and the other one is hilarious. So I'm real happy with that. That makes me just feel so good when people say things like that. But it is a good book. There's a good chronicle of my life in it. It's got some great Jamestown, North Dakota stories in it. Got some stories about the Jamestown Sun. Got some stories about the Fargo Forum. When I worked for them, I have a lot of stories about the Elks Club. I was the designated driver from my dad, who ran the Elks Club.
Right.
And I took just about every prominent person in town. I drove them home on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And right down to top school officials. So I had a lot of aces in the hole around town.
And that's big. I, you know, in Jamestown or anywhere you go, that's always big to have those people in your pocket a little bit, right?
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, as a 15 and 16 year old, I would walk into a store and the store owner would go, "Hey, Dave, how you doing?" I'd say, "Good, Ed. Good to see you. You know, see you Thursday." You
know? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Dave, we're looking forward to having you come back to Jamestown again, September 7th. Dave will be in town for a book signing. You get the chance to meet Dave, talk to him about his book, his stories, and just really learn about what he's done and everywhere he's gone. Very exciting stuff. Dave, anything else you want to throw out there for our Jamestown area listeners?
No, just that I'm really looking forward to being in Jamestown. I get back to Jamestown about every 3 or 4 months because my dad is still there.
Right.
Dad's 96 now, and so I get back to see him as often as I can. I graduated in 1966, just to give people a perspective of where I'm coming from and where I've been there. But I am really looking forward to this trip because it's on September 7th, and I just love that time of year in North Dakota.
Yep. The leaves are changing already. We feel the cool breeze rolling through. Students just went back to school on Thursday. So, you know, it is that time of the year. So, Dave, we appreciate it so much. And we look forward to having you come to Jamestown. And hopefully people will get there and meet you on September 7th.
Thank you, Warren.